I've been talking about having Scott Ardeline in studio with me. He is with East Bay Calvary Church, but has also been on several missions trips. And Scott, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, glad to be here. I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah. Scott, you work in construction. You build houses. You do all kinds of stuff like that. But you've also been on several missions trips, and it's taken you all over the world, literally. So tell me in respect to your passion for that, how has the Lord led you into these different missions opportunities and trips like this?
Oh, I just feel the Lord's calling, and mm-hmm. I feel that I better answer the call Yeah, you're going in the wrong direction,
yeah.
And it's just really changed my life.
Yeah. So, but you never really were called into ministry per se, but you found that this might be a ministry as such that God's given you, right?
Definitely, definitely. The gifts that He's given me, I found them useful to use throughout the world.
Yeah. Well, what kind of experiences have you had over the years going overseas and helping out? What places did you go? What kind of experiences?
I started in Russia, going to Russia, and I've been over there, I believe, four times. I just became a believer in 07.
Okay.
So it's been kind of like a rush to missions for me, I feel. And it's just made a lot of good friends. We've gotten a lot of projects done. Mm-hmm. Starting Baptist churches mm-hmm. in Russia is... kind of a strange thing,
yeah.
I think, for most people to hear, you know, being an Orthodox country.
Right.
But just a real passion for people and a willing to help.
So all of your trips have been to Russia?
Yes.
So far. Okay. Now, apparently you are interested in going to another place.
Yes. We're hoping to go to Guyana in September.
What draws you to Guyana?
Another building project for orphans and youth down there. Andy Gerwinot.
Andy Gerwinot. Okay, so a lot of people don't know that name. Who is Andy, and what is his ministry?
Andy is an evangelist in Guyana. He actually speaks up here quite often in northern Michigan. In fact, I think he's going to be up here in Gaylord in August.
Okay.
But he does a lot of church planning.
Okay.
Down in Guyana, and works with the orphanage down there. And he's got a really kind of unique operation for a country like Guyana.
Guyana, a very poor country in northern part of South America, right along the Caribbean coastline.
Yep.
And this will be your first time going down?
First time.
Okay. All right.
You know,
what kind of situation would you be involved with if you did go down?
Well, we're actually looking for guys, maybe like 5 to 7, maybe 8 guys to come along doing construction, anything from block work, basic rough framing, building. If it's raining quite a bit, there's a lot of tile work to be done, it sounds like.
Okay.
So just kind of jump starting them on this project, and hopefully we can get 3 months of work done in 1 week.
So did you say you're going to be doing this kind of work, tiling and laying down all this stuff, but what's it for?
It's for a rec center, a recreation center for the orphans and youth in the area.
Okay. Okay. So... and this must be some sort of a campus that has already been established down there. They're just adding a recreational center there?
Yeah. Okay. It's I think it's a church and orphanage facility.
Okay.
But it's also they do a lot of outreach in the community. So, and they're hoping that this will bring in a lot of the young people. And I believe Andy said that it was a 30 by 50 building that's going to be 2 stories.
Okay.
So it's a decent sized building.
So Scott Ardeline, what church do you go to?
East Bay Calvary.
Oh, East Bay Calvary Church. Okay. Are you the only one right now kind of holding the torch for this effort? Or
I think I'm kind of leading the effort. Okay. It looks like we have 3 or 4 guys already, but we're shooting for 10.
Okay.
So, hopefully passports won't be an issue. But we're looking for some believers that want to go and have an interest and some construction abilities. And
again, we're talking with Scott Ardeline, and he is organizing a group of guys to go on down to Guyana, South America. And we will continue our conversation about this and the opportunities that's laid before us in just a few moments as you tune into WLJN's Pete in the Morning. Again, we're back in studio with Scott Ardeline here on WLJN's Pete in the Morning. We've been talking about a missions trip opportunity. He's already indicated that there's about five guys that want to go, and that another five guys would make that team complete. What time of the year do you want it to go?
Mid-September is when he'd like to have us down. I know it's short notice, okay. but that's why we're here.
So in short, you're looking for some guys who know how to lay block and pour concrete. Construction guys.
Yeah, and I think most of it's going to probably be wood, you know, okay. rough framing, okay. Woodwork, and that kind of thing.
So this may be resonating with a number of guys right now as you talk.
I hope so.
Because in mid-September, that's not very far away.
Yeah, we're looking at 7 weeks. So
7 weeks before you guys want to leave. And if you don't get all those guys, what will happen?
Well, we'll go with what we have, but
it'll be tough.
But it'll be a little bit tougher. So
yeah. But see, when you say you want people to go, you're not asking them to just sweat and work hard and go to bed tired every night. It's much more than that, isn't
it? Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we go to do construction.
Yeah.
But it touches. It's always touched my life. Mm-hmm. And the lives of the people that you're around. I mean, I kind of go. To let them know that they're loved, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, we're so fortunate here in the United States to have so much, you know, and to go and be intimate with people down there,
yeah,
you know, yeah. on a first name basis. And it just, it lets them know that they're cared,
yeah.
you know, that we care for them and we love them.
So you really don't ever put the hammer down. As far as what you do, you build houses and you work on this construction, but when you want to go away and do a missions trip, you bring the same tools you use every day, right?
Every day.
But there's a difference.
There is. It doesn't feel like work when you're down there. It really doesn't. When you're traveling and you're just, you know, around, you know, people, fellow believers, and it's doing God's work, it always feels like you have the wind at your back, you know.
What kind of territory, what kind of a country is Guyana?
You know, I've never been there.
Yeah.
I know it's a borderline jungle.
Oh,
so
boy.
The southern part of the country is all, you know, part of the Amazon. Okay. So
if you're willing to step out and go down to a place that is so unfamiliar, because you're talking to a bunch of northern Michigan guys,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're wanting them to really consider taking a couple of weeks out of their schedule.
Yeah.
And being willing to go down and help out a mission in Guyana run by Guyanese themselves.
Right.
And put in some hard work, long days, sweaty conditions, you know. It's muggy, I would assume, down there.
Yep. I think we're only 100 or 200 miles from the equator, so.
Yeah. Okay. So, but you're saying it's all worth it. It's something that you'll never forget.
Oh, definitely.
So we need about five guys who would be willing to go. Guys who are able to do this kind of work, concrete, woodworking, rough working stuff, and set your schedules aside for a couple weeks if you can. And be a part of this. And it's coming up in mid-September. That's when you're wanting to leave, right, Scott?
That's when we're wanting to leave. And
okay. So how do guys get a hold of you, Scott?
I'm just going to give you my phone number.
All right.
It's
go
my
ahead.
Cell phone, and you can call anytime. Okay. My phone number is 231-632-1759. Or I'm sure we can call East Bay Cavalry Church. And Michelle's our secretary there. And she'll get you to me if you didn't get the phone number.
All right, I'm going to write down your number. What is it again?
It's 231-632-1759.
All right, now somebody's going to call that number. I just know it. And then they're going to say, I want to go with you down to Guyana in September.
I hope so. I hope so.
Help build a recreational center for an orphanage down there. And then when you come back, you'll never forget it.
That's right.
And you'll have the great pleasure of knowing that you helped continue the Lord's work down in that South American country. Scott Ardeline, thank you so much for joining me today. Appreciate your time coming in here. We certainly hope and pray that the Lord will provide this effort about five more guys.
That would be great.
That would be great.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. God bless, man.
God bless you.